Good evening.
Good evening,
Rabbi. Today's daf is Brachos Daf Mem Hey. So in the morning I began speaking about the issue of Nashi Mezamnos La'atzman, women's obligation when it comes to Zimun. So there's a discussion, it's not clear from the Gemara whether they are obligated to have Zimun, if let's say by themselves, or whether they have the option. And that's a machlokas rishonim. That's the amongst the rishonim. The Shulchan Aruch paskins that in Siman Kuf Tzadi Tes Saif Zayin Nashi Mezamnos La'atzman Rishus, they have the option. Aruch HaShulchan has a comment. He lived in the end of the 19th century, and he says, "Minig Olam Velo Shemana Me Olam Shenashi Mezamnu La'atzma." That not only, even though there was the option, women just didn't until recently. Women did not make zimun by themselves. This morning I mentioned that the opinion of the Gra, who actually held like those Rishonim, like the Rush, who says that women are obligated to do Zimun, and there are prominent poskim of Scheinberg, Rav Diane Fisher, and the Rav Chaim Kanievsky's sister wanted to know about Zimun also. She went to the Stipler, and he said that they're permitted to do so. Permitted. The minhag is permitted. The minhag is not. I don't think that people, for the most part, don't follow the Vilna Gaon and say that they're obligated, as far as I know. Now, what's important also to understand is that some people think that because women have the option of doing zimun by themselves, so let's say there are three men in the context of their meal, they might think it's also optional. Even though, if say three women are by themselves, so they have the option to do zimun or not, when they are part of a group, Okay, well, we'll get there soon. Interesting. Okay, so I don't know if the fourth book or the fifth book. So when they are in a group, when they're having a meal with three men, so the Shulchan Aruch is very clear about kisha ochlos im ha nashim chayavos v'yotzos b'zimun shalanu. They have an obligation to participate in the zimun. In other words, it's not something they have an option completely. When there are just three women, they have an option. If you don't follow the Vilna Gaon. But when they're with men, with three men who had a bread meal and they're going to recite Zimun, so they're not allowed to say, okay, I'll bench later. They have an obligation to participate in the Zimun. There is an exception to this, and we'll resurrect the Vilna Gaon a little bit here, that the Mishnah Berurah and Sif Katan Yud Ches writes that he cites the Shulchan Aruch Harav, who says shadato sheim ratzu anashim lischalek mechaburos hanashim ulezame b'fnei atzan rishus biyada, that when let's say there's a group of three men and three women who have a meal together, so comes time women are obligated, they can't bench by themselves, they have to participate in the zimun. But if the three women want, they are allowed to separate and form their own zimun. And there's a long shart siyun on this. And he says that because even if they separate and form their own zimun, so like normally speaking, if there are let's say there are four people, so two people cannot break away because they're going to destroy the zimun. Here you have three men, three women. If three women break away, they still have their own zimun. But maybe their zimun's a lower level because only a reshus, an option, and the man's zimun is an obligation. So it's interesting. At the end of the shartziyot, he says. He says the following. He said, "Uprat la grasha pasak leikor de nashi mezamnos la'atzman chov bevalid lo yafsidu klum ayde pridasa." Says you can resurrect the Vilna Gaon even because according to the Vilna Gaon, there might be an obligation for them to do zimun, and therefore they don't lose anything by separating. So from a pure halachic standpoint, what emerges here is the following. If three women, the practice was, it seems, Aruch HaShulchan say in Eastern Europe, no women, for the most part, did not do Zimun by themselves. It seems that three women have the option. It seems the minhag is not, it doesn't seem the minhag is like to follow the Vilna Gaon, who says they have an obligation. If women are together with men, and there are at least three men, they're having a Zimun, the women are obligated to do Zimun. They can't just bench on their own and say, I'm going to go in the kitchen, whatever, eat bench later. If, the Mishmur does say, if three women want to separate and form their own Zimun, that halachically seems to be permitted.